one nightly rental that's there. People have been out in the middle of that room. One night, when it was just right at dusk, there were 7 or 8 young kids in the middle of the room that were staying at the nightly rental. It wasn't right at the driveways in and out of it. It was right at the bottom of the hill where you go past the 165 address where the old properties. Down over the hill, 25-30 mile an hour, and you got a bunch of kids sitting in the road that's that far away from their parents. So a lot of the nightly stuff is a concern, as well as the additional water usage, septics. You know, there's a lot more, and whoever thinks that that's only a once-a-year deal on Jones Road, they're not out there to know what it is. I see at the end of Siler Road there, parents' place, a lot of turnarounds. I see those vehicles sitting at the nightly rental up the road. You know, people are, when they're trying to get to their spot, they've got their mind on, once we get there, we're going to do this, that. They're not focused on driving. You know, it's change, and that's going to happen. But it needs to be a lot more controlled. I've heard 2 houses. I've heard 4 houses on that property. Or maybe I wasn't understanding exactly where they were going to be. And the property across the road, same thing. I think I can tell about anybody here more about that property around there. My grandparents owned just south of it all the way to the Arkansas line. I grew up in that area. So, you know, that's, like I say, change is coming. Gunfire, yeah, we hear it down there. I really, to be honest, I'd rather not sit on the front porch on a Saturday afternoon and hear it all afternoon. Odds are I'm probably not going to be able to do anything about it. You know, that's a different issue. But if only a nightly rental because of the gunfire is the solution for it, I don't think the cows or anything else has minded it for all the years that Goodnight's owned that property. No. And the gunfire was there when they were still on some of the property. Yes. You know, it's the other thing, if I was going on vacation and paying that kind of money, I might like to sit outside on the front porch and not hear gunfire all day too, but it's being made, trying to be made to people here to believe that that's the only thing, the only solution for that property is to turn it into the nightly rental. You know, I used to walk all that as a kid. If I couldn't ride a bicycle on it, the only thing we had was our 2 feet. We didn't have 4-wheelers. We didn't have that stuff. I've walked every bit of that property out there over the years. But I just don't see how nightly rentals on something like that because of the gunfire being there is the only use for it.
The traffic would be a little concern for me on the road. Hearing not if it's a chip and seal. I know it's a good road then, if it's chip and seal, because I'm familiar with what we do on that. But the narrowness of it, and I'm just shocked that there was no turnaround. When we chip and seal and go down with our equipment to turn around. So we're using your garage entrance?
Well, the agreement at the time was back when I was in grade school that the school bus needed a place to turn around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the school bus. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was, but when we moved there in 1966, that was a one-lane dirt road. My Uncle Coy Blevins owned a road grader. And he made the road to where we could at least get 2 cars on it. It was still all dirt. But the other concerns, and I'm not exaggerating, the kids out in the road, a A lot of people at the nightly rentals, they like to walk up and down Siler Road for exercise. That is not a good idea.
No.
I have at evening and people, you know, dark clothes, that type deal. I see the scenarios that somebody's going to end up getting hurt. You know, if I'm seeing that from one house, what's going to happen if there's five, six, seven houses out in that area on nightly rentals?
Just from an investment purposes, I'm probably a little different, but if I'm going on vacation and if the gunfire is much, I would be leery, and I probably, it wouldn't be a place that, no. I understand there's trees and privacy, but if there's gunfire that bad, it wouldn't be a place that I would be comfortable in staying because I wouldn't, that would be what I came there for.
Yep.
A little peace and quiet. And yes, I'd probably like to walk.
Uh-huh.
But that's just thinking that for a long range investment, we're talking four. Is that four?
Yeah, so total. Yeah, there's just two on one side of the road, two on the other side of the road, and there's going to be an enormous driveway through the property for the second one, so they can walk on there. And I don't know if it's my turn, if I get a response to any of that, but I believe the people out in the road, that's me, and I'm not a great parent, and I let my kiddos run around. But like in 2020, we lived there for months. I couldn't imagine. I view that as an entirely safe road, so I let my kids walk on that road. So I respect what you're saying. But I look and I know the neighbors we never met, and I'm thinking, well, this is an incredibly safe place to be. I'm out here walking on the road, so I'm not understanding the danger part because I bet that's us, right? Maybe I'm a pair of terrible dad for letting my kids run around, but we feel safe there. And can I put a turnaround in on my land? You know, I want the neighborhood to be like it. I have to find a way. I'm paying the way the EPA requires what happened in some of those houses. You dispose of those houses. It costs me a lot of money, right? Like, I know I'm contributing to the street. I want you guys to not look at me as a, hey, there's a jerk doing this stuff here. Could I put a turnaround?
He needs to talk to you.
Well, the concern I have in it.
Hold on one second, guys. So everything needs to address the commission. You guys aren't really supposed to address. You're fine. Address each other. Just so you guys kind of aware of the proper protocol.
Well, just yesterday, there was an individual that had walked down through on private property. I don't know exactly where they come from. There's nobody I recognize out there. Past the end of the county easement on property, there is a road through there, but the property we have joined, and then Dallas and Denna join in the middle, and there's no easement, there's no anything. It was what actually went to my grandparents' old house. That walked up through there. I don't know where the individual came from, but was going back up the road. I'm assuming from some of the nightly rentals, because I sure didn't recognize.
To address the commission, what I have done is I totally agree with that. I don't want my people to walk off my property, so I actually made trails around the back. And I've got green posts showing the property line. And again, that's why I bought that land, so people wouldn't do that. The folks that were there this weekend, there was a charity for Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. And they won the charity and stayed at the house for free and raised a bunch of money for this good cause. So I'm just trying to humanize what's happening here. The kids out there, that's most likely me and my kids. And we do a lot of good with this house. And again, if I can improve the street by putting a turnaround on the southeast corner of that lot, and the commission says, we will approve this, but the owner must, I will do everything in my power to make this work for the street.
So it's already been pointed out that I live in the area, so I'm well aware of Jones Road, Siler Road. I was shown a picture of roughly 10 individuals on Jones Road that stopped on a curve. I don't know if anybody else has seen the picture. I know some of the other commissioners, I think, Scott, you've seen it as well. Out in the middle of the road, right there, as the road does a hill mm-hmm. and does a turn.
Mm-hmm.
So safety is obviously a concern out there. That being said, whenever people do go on vacation, they assume, right or wrong, that it's going to be a resort-type area. This is not a resort-type area. So my fears are, whenever my kids get older and they're able to drive, that they hit somebody out there, and now they have to live with that for the rest of their lives because somebody was out there on vacation and didn't have clues that they shouldn't be on that road. That's a true concern of mine. I live far enough away. I don't hear anything. I'm gated up. Nobody better be down on my property. This last weekend, or a few weeks ago, with the monster truck thing, or Lyft Nationals, whatever it is, we obviously were aware of them. They drive up and down the road. Devin, how many burnout marks do you think are all over those roads now? Jones, Siler, and 86. Are there burnout marks? Have you?
All
I
over
would say.
All over.
So the sheriff's department, I've talked about it.
Yes.
Yes.
They're all over 86.
They're all over 86. They're on Siler,
and
they're
they
on
are
Jones.
On Jones. I know they're on Jones.
So it may not be your property, it may not be your guess, but it does attract people to come into the area that nobody's used to. They don't know, and they do cause problems. At the same time, you get a lot of great people in there. I've met a lot of them, and they're super nice. And they love the area, just like what you said. Oh, we want to be a part of this. But what makes somebody want to be a part of it is not taking the bad with the good. So I believe that, nightly rental in that area was done quite a while ago. When were those first ones developed, those cabins? I think I was in high school.
Before I started work 10 years ago.
I've been longer than that.
Yeah, that's when I was aware of them.
So I think that if I remember right,